The shrews on the stream bank turned at the sound of Spriggot's voice. Before any beast could stop him, one of them dashed forward. Drawing his rapier, he ran the tracker rat through the heart. Realizing what had happened, Spriggot dealt the shrew a hefty crack over the head with his loaded sling, roaring as he laid the creature out senseless.
"You stupid little murderer! Couldn't you see the rat was tied up? He was our prisoner, an helpless vermin! You had no right to slay him like that!"
Sam Kim and Arula had now caught up with Spriggot. Instantly, all three were surrounded by shrews with drawn rapiers and heavy wooden paddles. A mean, thin-looking shrew was shouting,
"Kill them! It's the rest of the Fox's gang! Kill them!"
Without thinking, Sam Kim threw back his head and yelled,
"Red Wall!"
The shrews held still a moment, surprised by the call. A fat old shrew, grey with many seasons, pushed his way through, belabouring about him with a knobbly blackthorn stick.
"Enough of this killing talk. Can't you see these beasts aren't vermin? Stand aside. Get out of my way, Gowsome."
The shrew, who had been struck by Spriggot, rose moaning as he nursed a sizable bump between his ears.
"Kill the hedge pig. He tried to murder me. Oh!"
The old shrew brandished his stick at the speaker.
"One more word, Rackler, and I'll raise another lump atop of the one the hog gave to you. Now then, you lot, put up those weapons. Do as I say, or I'll lay about you with my stick."
Muttering sullenly, they complied, and the old shrew winked at Samkin.
"I'm Alfor the Elder. We're a colony of Gowsome shrews. There's tribes of shrews all along this stream, part of the main guerrilla union. We pride ourselves on being the most civilized and reasonable of all the Gowsome tribes. That's why we call our group a colony, and not a tribe, you see. But I suppose any shrew band has its loud mouths and hot heads, like young Rackler there. Still, I don't suppose he's altogether to blame after what happened here last night. A fox and five rats mounted a sneak attack here while we were half asleep. They stole our best logboat and killed four of our shrews. One of the dead was Rackler's brother. That's why he ran the rat through without stopping to ask questions. Anyhow, we'll all sit down together and take a bite and a sup. Then you can tell me your end of the story."
Twilight gleamed on the stream waters. Seated in a large, comfortable cavern facing the bank, the three friends related their tale as Alfo's colony members sat around listening. Hot acorn and chestnut dip was served with arrowroot wafers. A large honeyed plum cake was brought out in their honour, and dandelion wine and red currant cordial flowed freely. Spriggot munched away as he longingly watched two dragonflies hovering over the stream outside. When the friends had finished their narrative, Alfo leaned back in his deep paw chair and nodded.
"I saw your sword. It was a most wonderful piece of craft beastship. Badger made, I'd guess. Now, my friends, what to do about all this? If the fox is a good navigator, he will eventually make his way down to the sea. Though if he has never sailed these waters before, you can take it from me, he'll be as lost as a fish up a mountain."
Sam Kim clasped his paws across a full stomach.
"Do you think we'll be able to catch him up?"
Alfo pondered the question for a moment.
"Maybe we could, but there are four ways he could go. Down to the sea, into the Great Lake, or up one of the back creeks that leads to a dead end. All of these routes we could follow and catch up with him. The other way leads under the mountains. No creature would be stupid enough to follow any beast that way."
Arula blinked.
"Why be that, sir?"
Alfo took a sip of wine and explained.
"There are rapids, a giant waterfall, and caves. Besides, no beast knows whether you would come out on the other side of the mountain or keep going down into the earth forever."
Rackler touched the lump on his head gingerly. His eyes were hot and angry as he glared at Spriggot.
"I'm not sorry I killed that rat. First thing in the morning, I'm going after the others. The fox is mine. He killed my brother."
Alfo's paw strayed dangerously near his blackthorn stick.
You'll stay where you are until I give the word, young Rackler. Tomorrow we'll take the other three boats and all go together. As for revenge upon the fox, I think Sam Kim has a prior claim to you. He needs to retrieve the sword for his abbey. Now, let's all get some sleep. We've got a full day ahead of us at dawn.